Under the full midday sun of the summer solstice, executives of Clover Stornetta Dairy proudly showed off their newest effort to reduce the company's carbon footprint. Clover President Marcus Benedetti explained they're building on their existing use of solar electricity generation at the dairy's production plant in Petaluma by adding a system to provide solar hot water.
We process about 70,000 gallons of milk a day. And the rule of thumb is you use about a gallon and a half of water for every gallon of milk that you process. So we've utilized traditional solar for our machine shop and our electricity needs, but we've never had a system that could heat hot water for us until now.
This is only a small system for starters, Benedetti says, but it will pay for itself in short order.
It's going to be about a 5-year return on investment, and then after that, it's free electricity from the sun. So we're excited about that. It performs about 6,000 gallons during the summertime. We'll see what we get in the wintertime, but any little bit helps. We're confined with our roof space. We'd love to put it all over the roof and meet all of our needs, but hey, one step at a time.
The new installation, developed by Cogenera of Mountain View, was activated earlier in the month. It won't meet all the plant's hot water needs, added Vice President of Operations Matt McConnell, but it will supply much of what's needed for an important daily process.
It provides all the hot water for the cleaning of our wastewater system. We have 3 ceramic filters that pre-treat it before we send it to a sewage facility, so it cleans those, and those clean at all hours of the day. And the nice thing about the Cogenera system is it heats, and then it stores the hot water, so it's kind of on demand for the cleaning when we need it.
Gail Barnes, on hand to observe the public introduction of the solar array from the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy in Chicago, called it precedent-setting for the industry.
This is the world's first solar cogeneration system in a dairy. Enormously significant. The U.S. dairy industry has a voluntary goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 25% by 2020. To be able to get both electricity and hot water with energy from the sun is both an innovation and an inspiration.
Meanwhile, at the other end of the county, a small wind turbine is being proposed to help power a sewage treatment plant outside Geyserville. Supervisor Mike McGuire will host a community meeting about the project this evening.
Sonoma County Water Agency, along with the County of Sonoma, is proposing to install a 45-foot tall wind turbine at the Geyserville Sanitation Plant. The turbine would produce about 5 kilowatts of capacity. The total project will cost about $29,500. It would take about 7% of the annual power consumption off the grid for the Geyserville plant and save the district about $1,250 per year in power costs.
So far, says McGuire, news of the plan has elicited questions rather than opposition.
Folks are interested in how it's going to work. A couple of folks have said they're worried about their turbine being bright white and how we're going to mitigate for any birds that may fly towards the turbine.
The Sonoma County Water Agency would build and operate that turbine. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.